June 14, 1924. How God is order. The beauty of the soul who lives in the supreme will. This morning, while I was in my usual state, I don't know whether it was a dream, I saw my late confessor, who seemed to take something twisted from within my mind, and he fixed it and untied it. I asked him why he was doing that, and he said to me, "I have come to tell you to be attentive to order, because God is order, and one sentence, one word, of what the Lord tells you, which you do not report just as it is enough for being not according to order, and it may cause doubts and difficulties in those who will read what you write about His adorable will." On hearing this, I said, "Is it perhaps that you know I have written disordered things until now?" And the confessor, "No, no, but be attentive for the future. Let the things you write be clear and simple as Jesus says them to you, and omit nothing, because if only one little sentence, one word, of those which Jesus tell you, is missing, or if you write it differently, that's enough for order to be lacking. In fact, those expressions, even minute, serve to give light, to allow the meaning to be understood with greater clarity, and to link the order of the truths which good Jesus manifests to you. You are apt to omit many little things, while the little things link the great, and the great link the little. Therefore, be attentive in the future, that everything may be well ordered." Having said this, he disappeared from me, and I remained a little concerned. After this, I was abandoning all of myself in the holy divine will, and my Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, how beautiful it is to see a soul operate in my will. She plunges her action, her thought, her word, in my will. She is like a sponge, and as she becomes soaked with all the goods which my will contains, many divine acts can be seen in the soul, which emanate light. And it almost cannot be distinguished whether they are acts of the Creator or of the creature. Becoming impregnated with this eternal will, they have absorbed within themselves a power, a light, and the way of operating of the eternal majesty. Look at yourself, how beautiful my will made you. Not only this, but it encloses me in each one of your acts, because, in closing my will, you enclose everything." I looked at myself and, oh, how much light came out. But what struck me and pleased me the most, was to see my Jesus enclosed in each one of my acts. His will imprisoned him within me.